There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to the Two Culchies podcast. I'm Alan Cawley.
And I'm Kieran Corrigan.
Yup.
Hello. We're back to episode number 6 and we have Kieran back from the dead after his vomiting bug last week. You all right, Kieran?
Do you know what, Alan? I missed you. Did you miss me?
Do you know what I actually did?
I knew you did, Alan. I listened to the podcast and I was like, got a little emotional, to be honest, listening to it. And then I was kind of like, here. But I knew by your voice deep down that you missed me. And as for James Patrice sitting in my chair, James, fair play to you, good man, and kept the show on the road and you kept manners on Alan.
Well, he did, to be fair, though.
He did. He's well able, like, for you, so yeah. Yeah.
He was nearly bullying me a little bit, like I bully you.
I know, I'm the victim.
I think you like the little bit of bullying. You do. You do draw me on you.
Do you think?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I'm like your younger brother, aren't I?
Alan, you're older than me, hon.
I think I'm younger. I look younger.
No, you don't.
I do. I'm far fresher.
I've zoomed in now. You're a bit fresher looking this evening, I have to say, to me, ahead of me this evening, so I am. But come here, Alan. Yeah,
well, you dragged through a ditch.
And backwards. Come here, can I tell you, you done well now last week. Well, and I was in a heap.
You were very bad now.
Oh, no, it was bad. Like, I was up in Dublin for that Keep Barry thing with Cadbury on the Thursday night. It was meant to stay in Dublin. And then I said, you know what, I'll come home because I'm not feeling the best.
You're feeling a bit ropey already, were you?
Yeah. And then the stomach and got home then, literally, forget about it. You know, that kind of way. It was touch and go and undertaking. I was very close to giving them a phone call and say, I'm actually don't think
looking for last rites.
It's called, yeah.
Dramatic.
Well, Orna now. Orna, no sympathy at all. Peter, sympathy for you when you're sick.
I'd have a bit now, but he'd be a bad patient.
I'd say you're an awful yoke.
No, he's a bad patient. There's like, always something wrong with him.
Bit
you know?
Like myself.
Yeah.
Bit like myself.
How was the Keep Barry event, the Cadbury one?
It was really cool, actually. Do you know what? When I came home from work this evening, Orna said to me that Bonnie went and got a little cream egg out of the press today. And I got the egg.
Oh, you got the egg?
I have the egg, yeah. So you could be looking at a millionaire sitting here.
And how do you know you have the egg?
Because it's half white and half chocolate.
Oh, it's that. Oh, yeah. I thought there was something maybe on another wrapper.
Well, no, it says on the dark side, it says do not eat.
Jeez, but that's very tempting to eat something when it says do not eat.
I know, but like, imagine
it was worth €1 million as do not eat.
Imagine.
And you tore into it or something.
It's something
then.
I do now later on.
You'd be trying to regurgitate it out then, wouldn't you?
Putting it back together, scraping it, do
you
not.
You'd follow it all, so it'd be fine. It'd come back up.
Right, it'd be some yolk.
We do miss each other, don't we?
We do, Alan, yeah. We do, even though we kill each other. Yeah, murder.
Yeah,
two come cultures. Here. What was I going to say? Now we're back to the two cultures anyway. I missed the old culture sayings last week. James had a good few now.
James, yeah, I have to say, I got a lot of feedback from his turn-up one.
Oh,
that
was
very,
one,
yeah.
And your singing was
and
on point.
And our producer,
as well.
Matt, was splitting his whole laughing as well. He was like mutley there down the corner. But I was kind of like, I was looking up online and asking a few more people if they had any kind of good culture sayings as well. Kind of, because I think I've brought out my favourite ones over the last while, kind of, and I was kind of thinking, do you know, one woman came back to me and said, like, do you know, if anyone's, oh, how are you getting on, or how is this? Ash, I'm only middling. Do you ever hear that one?
No.
Ah, come on, you must.
You're only middling.
You're only middling. You're only all right. Like, you're neither.
No, I'm only,
you're
middling.
Neither
I'm
happy
only middling around the stomach now, to be honest. I'm all amazing. That's where I'm middling, Sam.
But you know, you're neither happy, really happy, or really sad. You're just middling.
No, Alan.
Ah, come on. No, how have you never heard of that? My mother would be flat out saying she's only middling.
No, I think my mother would be saying a lot worse than I'm only middling, Natalia. I was going to say, if you can't lift her, don't shift her.
Oh, I've heard that, all right. But now that's not very woke.
What do you mean?
We should be, if you can't lift her or him.
Them.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what I mean?
Sam Smith, Fisher them. See, he won't perform in Manchester unless they call it Demchester.
No, that's a mistake. Would you stop?
Stop.
No, you're only messing, are you?
Imagine. I don't know. Yeah, but you look
did
more
you actually
looking.
Hear?
Okay, if you
don't
can't,
get into
if you can't lift them, don't shift them.
Exactly. Yeah.
Do you know
or, you know, wouldn't
we're
get
all
up,
covered.
Wouldn't get up in them to change a light bulb.
No.
Well, that's... you have heard that. What's wrong
no,
with
you? No, sometimes
you
better off the light off anyway, so leave the light bulb.
Or do you ever hear, like, it's a warm day, Osher, 'tis fierce mild. But, like, mild is only kind of, like, a halfway point, but if it's really hot, oh, 'tis fierce mild, or very close. You know, you've heard that. It's fierce close outside.
Oh, sure it is, yeah. Well, I...
It's a near bit of breath to be
it
had.
It is close out. I'm hearing me short still.
Yeah, but you're in a pair of, like, what would be... considered Kylie Minogue hot pants, they're that
they're
short.
Not, they're
very
short.
They're very, very, they're obscene.
I'll only wear them few.
They're obscene.
Out.
Your rump is on show. But if, then you're wearing a big massive fleece with it, so
know,
it's defeating
yeah.
the point. You have tiny shorts and the big fleece.
Well, you see, I'm a bit bloated.
Is that to cover the bullock?
The bullock, yeah. Come here.
The couch to 5K is to go that well.
I mean,
then,
it actually went brilliant. I got up last Saturday morning, absolutely choked, like, ran along the canal in Tullamore. Well, if I could have swam it, I would have been in the canal. That's a fact. But the hand on my stomach the whole time was like, I'm in agony. But I've actually done 27 minutes. I've done the 5K.
That's good going.
I thought it was very good
that's
going.
That's all right. Especially having been the vomiting bug the day before.
We're keeping it going now. In the 24 hours, I had beans and 3 slices of toast with no butter and nothing on them and about 2 bottles of Lucozade. So basically, that's I ran on that. Imagine that.
That's actually I know. Good enough diet to be running.
And hypnotized the night before. Come here, Keith.
What way
Barry.
Do you say hypnotized?
Hypnotized. Keith Barry, what you've got, lads. That is mad. Like it works. It's mad. It's absolutely mad. Come here, I've one for you. If me auntie had balls, she'd be me uncle. I have a couple of aunties like that, I have to say. Gladys.
I'm not able for that. Where did you find that one?
Oh, sure, like, you know what I'm...
Pulling them out of your pocket.
Pulling them out. Literally.
Literally, like, yeah. You practically have the fool's cap open here now.
Come here, you sent me an article there during the week as well. It was very, very funny. It was... places in Ireland that are kind of like cultury kind of places in Ireland.
Oh, the funny place names in Ireland that you wouldn't hear. Like.
Fannystown.
Fannystown?
Yeah.
I don't remember seeing that.
Bastard's Town.
No, the one that's kind of used the most is Muff in Donegal.
Sorry for Carson. To watch him call.
Muff. Have you heard of Muff in Donegal?
Dixborough.
Muff. Have you heard of Muff in Donegal? I actually went to college in Carlow.
Did
and
you?
There was a blonde one from Muff in Donegal and she got an awful going over the whole time. They'd be always shouting it after down the street.
Shocking like. The things that got shouted after you know, when you were younger, wasn't it?
Poor creator would be walking down Tullow Street and she'd be getting Muff after. But what else have I heard now? There was a place in Leash called Ballypickus, but if you break it down, it's Ballypickass. So Ballypickass.
Imagine, where do you
there's no bit of humour in you at all today.
Where do you...
Ballypickus.
Barry, no, but imagine giving your address to... I just give the postcode, R42, blah, 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 blah.
Ballypickus.
Where's that, Ballypickus?
B-A-L...
Nobber.
No.
There's another one.
Nobber. Where's Nobber?
I don't know. Nobber is...
Is it Kildare or
Navan,
Dublin?
Navan. It's... Oh, Nobber indeed. Is around 10 miles of Navan. Come here, Alan. I was talking to a lovely person.
No, is this a tangent now? We're on the funny place names.
No.
It is a tangent. Yeah. You're talking to a funny person, are you? No, go back to the place names.
This
now.
Is it, but I was from... Well, it is a funny kind of place. Remember the place you said with the peel and orange in their pocket?
Cavan.
Cavan, yeah. I think you owe Cavan an apology.
No, but she was all in jest.
Oh, come here, I tell you now. Tangent, hit it.
Ah, you're gone desperate now.
I'm mad about Enoch Burke. I was driving through Galway yesterday and we went down to the beach and the sign over on the left-hand side, I stand with Enoch Burke. He's nearly 28 grand, the creator is Owen. He not a job to his name or nothing.
The government
and he's still outside the school.
They won't see that at all. Did you see the stag party down in Limerick?
Oh, I did.
Yeah, that was very funny. So
they put them outside every pub.
If anyone listening that hasn't seen it, basically there was a stag down in Limerick and they dressed up the stag as Enoch Burke. So he was in the kind of the navy coat and the leather briefcase around the shoulder and the glasses. And every pub they went to, they made him stand outside like he does at the school every day. The poor old creator didn't get a look into any of the pubs. She must have had a terrible
stag. Does he get break? I'd say to bring
Where does he go for the toilet? They're hardly letting him into the school. Is he going across the ditch?
Why, is it in like the middle of nowhere?
Yeah, it's over in Westmead and the
Alan,
country
I think,
and the road.
I really think we should go on a car journey over someday. I'd love to get him on.
She's not going to go on the podcast.
You never know. I'd love to get him on. Mad about him. I think he'd be brilliant.
Sure, he wouldn't go near me. I'm a flame or I'm a gay. So.
Yeah, but you could. You could.
I can say that because I am one.
You could watch him record. But I'd say you thumped ahead of him in here.
I wouldn't thump the head off him at all.
Would you know?
No.
Okay, well, maybe we let it out that bit.
I wouldn't. I don't let anyone bother me.
No, Alan, you don't. You be you, Alan. Yeah. Always you. Come here, Tommy. What do you think of Tommy Fury?
Oh,
I was did you hear the father on TikTok not stopping you now, going off to culture scenes for a minute, but they're kind of culture as well. The father
we may as well leave them now.
The father says on TikTok this morning, I was watching the video when he got interviewed after Tommy fighting, and the news report was like the father, like, what do you think of Tommy now? And he's like, Tommy now. And he's like, Tommy, what's going to win? We're going to leave him in Saudi. They were going to leave him.
They were going to, of his teeth.
They were going to put him back to his mother's name and everything, going to leave him in Saudi. And I was like, actually. Like, it's mad.
You're
like,
just doing your own accent for that. You do realise.
Promote you, Adam, will you? Adam, do you get the teeth bleached?
No, they're always white.
Oh, I thought you were going out.
See, I don't have the fake gnashers like yourself. They're all my own.
They're my own as well. Just a bit of plaster upon the bottom of them.
Bit of plaster.
I levelled them off to be abandoned. Say that.
Oh, but, you're mad. Yeah, you're mad. No, well, I remember I was out in one of the friends' house there Friday night now, Minute, and they were all saying they thought your man, the YouTuber, is going to win. I said, no, Tommy's going to win. Did you ever see the length of his arms?
Sure, come
They're down dragging on the ground. She'd have some reach on him.
Come here.
He'd be one side of the ring.
I'm not into boxing or nothing like that, but I suppose like they're influences, so I was kind of looking into it last night or whatever, and it was like it was a split decision. Is that means that basically it was the same score at the end of it, but then it just came down to the judges, basically. I said it was a few brown envelopes.
Oh, sure, God, you'd only
see the Tyson lad being interviewed. Well, I said to Ernest once, but he got into a ring and I'd be out of the ring.
But there's an not allowed come something. No, no.
But the best was, he was lucky.
I won't mention
he was lucky he won and we're going to live in Saudi.
Yeah.
Going to leave the poor creator out in Saudi. But come here to tell you anyway, we'll be interested.
So, who's our guest this week, Kieran?
Our guest is a legend, so he is this week. So he's looking over at me now going, oh, what's this lad going to say? But come here, a couple of weeks ago, anyone that follows my Instagram page, so I went on and I was chatting away about my neighbour and James. He's an absolute legend. His mother is a Wick. I love his mother to pieces.
She's a what?
A Wick.
What's a Wick?
A gas crack like.
See, there you have them in your back pocket. Yeah. And you don't even know you have them.
Should pull them out, Alan. If you'd let me speak.
Ah, no, there's no one stopping you speaking. Would you stop? We're all drenched from the spittle coming from you.
But come here, to tell you anyway. So I was saying anyway, a couple of weeks back, so my neighbour James, right, he's an absolute legend and everything. So he's come in to talk to us this evening and have a bit of crack in the chats and the bands. But the real thing is to raise some awareness. So a couple of weeks ago, James, he's going to tell us all about it anyway, but he was diagnosed with a very rare form of cancer. And I just think you're gas altogether. So usually when you watch people's page and they have like, let's be honest, like it can be a sad process and a hard thing, and then you're on just going, I'm like, is this lad actually gas? Like, do you know that kind of way? But I think you've the right attitude, do you know that kind of way? So I suppose, James, first thing, introduce yourself, who you are, where you're from, PPS number, bank details, the whole shebang and everything.
Fucking revenue will be on after me if it is. Yeah, sure. Look at James Dooley, what do you want to know? Wife, four kids, self-employed, trying to get a house built. Cancer.
The house. Before we go into the cancer. You're doing a good bit there now, I have to say. The wife, the kids, the house, the cancer, the whole shebang. Yeah, no.
So would you, because really? He mentioned Clathareen and I'd never heard of it. So would you be from around there now, is it?
You know, they could get in a lot of trouble for this, right? I am on the border of three parishes, Kinnity, Clathareen and Drumcullen. So I went to school in Rath and heard of Drumcullen.
Oh, so your
family is all Clathareen, we'll say most part.
So you're straddling the three parishes.
No, you're right.
And where's the house you're building now? What parish is that in? That's more important.
Again, on the corner of the tree, but it's Drumcullen Parish. Technically.
Is that Drumcullen, is
That's
it?
Drumcullen.
She's like, never knew that.
Well, you go a couple of hundred yards up the road and it's Kinnity. And then across the field, the river,
towards
your home place, is Clathareen, just across.
Would Drumcullen now have a shop in it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Oh, it does.
Has it?
Crossroads in a shop. Yeah, who knows?
Oh, is it? Is that rat? Is that Jim Cullen?
That is rat, yeah. Rat,
oh, so there'd be more there now than would be Clarine, really, wouldn't there?
Yeah, Clarine's have taken a walloping.
Well, Clarine's a very small parish, don't forget. I know, yeah. It's a tiny little parish.
Go away.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Ah, it is
the
now, big, it
the
is.
Biggest parish in Ireland down, I would say, Tralee, isn't it?
The smallest is Gertie Madden, isn't it? I drove through just a bit to Galway.
Well, that, I went on a bit of a tangent there, did
yeah,
I?
Yeah, there you go, Liam.
Jesus.
But come here, James. What's your crack on it? So come here, as I said, you're...
The house of the cancer, which you want to know about first.
Should we go with the house?
The yeah, funnily enough, actually, it's coming up on... Look, we're about 3 years getting planning permission for the house.
Ah, here.
On your own land, you know. It is yeah. what it is. That's, you know, everyone's in the same boat. And actually coming up around Paddy's Day 2 years ago is when we started digging it out.
Okay.
So the house has been a labour of love, I suppose. I've done an awful lot on it myself. I've got a bit of a hand out here and there as well. But, you know, it's been a slow enough process because I kind of wanted to do an awful lot of myself anyway.
I'd have given you a hand, Jim, so it's very good. I've been your way more, so come
on. Around into the short shorts.
Yeah. Come out to be fucked if someone draws a bow at you.
Giving the builder something to look at. The pins.
Oh, bye. Yeah.
They are a grand pair of legs, so I'll give you that.
You gave them out to me a minute ago.
They'll be already under a wheelbarrow now.
Well, I can't not see them when they're up here in the face of us.
The only fans. Huh? Get them up at the only fans till I get me bungalow. But come here, yeah. Like, the house is absolutely fabulous, so it is.
Yeah, well, look, I've been in, you know, being in construction for so long, I've had an awful lot of experience with different houses. And you always hear, oh, I didn't do this, I didn't do that. And I've had my own vision of what I wanted to get anyway. Like, so it's been a few years being planned and I've taken ideas from lots of different houses and I just threw them all together and I stayed drawn until I was happy with what I wanted.
And what, like, people are saying now it's a very hard time to build, like, John, the expense of everything. Like,
yeah.
Would you tell people to nearly wait off if they can, or?
You see, it's very, very difficult because it's hard to see the price of materials come back. It won't really come back to where they were, I don't think at all. Interest rates are going to start going up and, like, we're badly overdue a recession. So
badly.
Like, people are going to lose their jobs as well. It's going to happen. It's just
kind of starting already, really, hasn't it? Yeah.
So you can see it in America, in the tech world, a lot of jobs have been lost. So it's only a knock-on effect that we'll eventually get here.
And we'll all be on the OnlyFans.
Should we know one have a few bob to pay for? That's the thing.
Well, it's only $4.99 a month.
All those $4.99s add up.
I know, yeah. But come here anyway. So, like, James, all was going good for you. And
yeah.
How many kids? Four kids, is it?
Four kids, yeah. So, yeah. 8, 5, 3, and 2. We have Nia, Cullen, Saoirse, and Irla.
It's mad, isn't it?
All young, so.
All small.
And come here, all was going good. You were working away in your house. And then, was it around December? Am I right?
Around September time, I started
That's
getting.
Not September.
Yeah, well, it was only like a sinus infection.
But when did you get diagnosed?
November.
Jesus, time is walking.
Oh, time is absolutely flying. Because you would have said when I started original treatment, it's like, oh God, this is going to go on for so long. And I'm well out the far side of the chemo.
So September then you got kind of your first symptom, was it?
Yeah, it was like a sinus infection. No, I never really suffered from my sinuses, so I didn't really know 100%. It was just explaining the symptoms to people saying, ah, it's a sinus infection. I get them. Oh yeah, the pain here and the build up and...
Yeah, the pressure.
Yeah. So it was just, it went from that and I rang... I got in contact with the GP and got antibiotics and steroids and sprays, you know, just to get me through. Because I was going back to lay a stone in the house to try and get to push on. So I'd finished up a bit of a job and I said, I'd go back and I'd do more. So that was it. That went on for, oh, I suppose maybe a month. And I had 2 goes of antibiotics, 2 goes of steroids, sprays. I was doing my own little routine to clear out the body, and, you know, garlic and apple cider vinegar and a few little tricks I do. And nothing was working at all whatsoever. Now, look, I got back to the GP and I said to him, look, say, yeah, man, something's just not quite right. He said, look, we'll give it a go, one more strong stuff. But yeah, maybe we'll do something. I said, look, can you just refer me for, you know, a scan now? Just because, you know, there's too much going on. It was a good, it was a good feeling.
Yeah.
It's mad. You always hear that someone knows in their gut. Do you know that kind of way? You always hear that someone knows in their gut.
Yeah.
Like, suppose it's your body, you kind of...
And look, I had epilepsy as a teenager. I had viral pneumonia as well, so I know my own body pretty well.
Yeah.
You
know? Jesus, James.
Gosh.
You didn't have James. We had live word to your mother. What was she feeding you at all?
A real fucking stray on together, huh? Talk about a moat. No, so I just, yeah. Go with the gut feeling. the one bit of advice I would have said to people is, over the years when I went on my gut feeling, it was always turned out to be right. Mm-hmm. And any time I went against my gut feeling, it was to my own detriment.
Okay.
So gut feeling is, you know, if it's strong, even if other people are telling you different, go away and think about it.
Yeah.
And if it's still, yeah, something's not quite right, just go with your gut.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's one of the last, we'll say, senses we have left of our, you know,
of our knowing, really.
Yeah. So that was it. Got the scan, got a referral to Kieran O'Driscoll in Tullamore. So it kind of all rolled from that, really. Went to Clane and got the CT scan there, brought the report back down to Kieran, and I went back to work in the house.
So there you got no indication yet?
I have some nail, like he looked up himself and said, yeah, you have some nasal polyps there, but we're obviously going to get a scan to see.
Yeah.
And it was referred over to Tullamore Hospital, and I got, you know, the waiting list for Tullamore for a CT scan was 3 months. So I went home and I said to Sharon, like, I says, we've private health insurance. Ring around and see where we're covered to get this CT scan to hell. I'm not waiting 3 months.
That's what you're paying the insurance.
That's what
for,
it's for.
Really,
isn't it? Yeah. So we got a spot in Clane. So that was literally the following week. I got the scan. 5 days later, went up, got a scan, dropped the disc back in, and went on back to work. So on the Tuesday, I noticed that there's a little bit of pressure on my eye, and it was like looking out through dirty glass foggy glass, kind of, we'll say. But I took it that maybe a dressing stone, a chip went up. So, you know, Optrex, I'll be grand, give it a couple of days, it'll be fine. Same on the Wednesday. And then the Thursday, it hadn't shifted. So I said to myself, again, something's not right. You know, it's not a chip at this point. Like, so I rang Mr. O'Driscoll and I chatted him and explained what it was. He says, yeah, James, so I seen something on your CT scan. I was going to refer you for more scans. But he said, look, you have, because you've showed the symptom on your eye, give me a minute and I'll ring you back. So I was up doing the arch that I put up on Instagram, a picture of the arch. I had this half done and the start of this side here.
I think we need to throw a party when this arch is done. It'd be brilliant.
Yeah, fucking fact.
Jeez, that must have been a scary feeling, I suppose.
And come here, so did you
give
find
you a ring back?
Yeah, well, yes and no. I just, again, I was just bulling on through the work, getting it done, not, you know.
So you were so busy as well, like.
Yeah, yeah. Your head is going 100 miles an hour anyway, so it was not really, I wasn't dwelling on it. I knew something wasn't right, but I wasn't dwelling on it.
Yeah.
So I was after mixing up a barrel of mortar, and I was in and stowing up, working away, and he rang me back and says, James, I spoke to a colleague of mine, Mr. Muhammad Amin, above in the matter. I have your disc here, and I have a letter done up, and you're to go to the matter immediately.
Jesus.
Just say, here, I have a barrel of mortar mixed here. I may use it up first. Sort of laughed, and the voice is, Jesus. He said, you just get your stuff into the van and get up to Dublin.
Bring the fucking mortar with you, and you just go.
So, yeah, that was it. But, you know, dumped the stuff, washed up, locked up the house, back to town, rang Sharon, explained the situation. She was just home from work, picked up the disc, straight to the matter, got in, and it all steamrolled from then, really. That was a Thursday afternoon, got in. They obviously checked the disc. It was actually Mr. Amin's second in command. I can't think of her name now. Was on call that even she came down, put the scope up to see, and obviously she couldn't get in because the tumor was in the way. It was an obstruction.
So was it the side where your eye was?
Yeah. It all built up. So the tumor had come into the sinus, but because it had grown and blocked the sinus completely, there was an awful lot of fluid and mucus and blood all built up. The sinus cavity was completely full.
You obviously now we know it's rare from you saying it, but like you'd never hear of.
Oh God, no, no.
And I'd say like a lot of doctors, people go like, do you know, it's your antibiotic, and if they don't work at steroids, you know, they're kind of a little shifted. Like, do you know about?
You'd imagine it. Yeah, it is strange the way it worked out, but like it steamrolled from there. They kept me in Thursday night, and it's an unfortunate series of events what I have. But it's also a series of fortunate events the way it's worked out.
Okay.
Like, I got in to see Mr. Driscoll really, really quickly. That was from a phone call from a friend, pharmacist, is married to his wife. She's a good friend of the family. And Sharon was in with her getting my medication, and she said, I'll make a phone call and see if I can get James seen a little bit quicker. And that was like, if I hadn't,
it's mad, isn't it?
You know, I got in to see him really quickly, which in turn then the CT scan, and he referred me to the matter. Now, Mr. Amin happened to have his theatre on Friday, the next day, and happened to have his last slot free. So I went in towards the night.
Didn't have to wait a week or anything.
No, so Friday afternoon they brought me down to the theatre, done the biopsy, and there was a good bit of bleeding over that weekend, so they didn't let me out till the Monday. So I was at home and I was a bit sore, and I was up at the house doing a bit of work, and then we had Margaret's sister's wedding.
I was just going to see the wedding.
So that was, it was nice to break it up. But
yeah. And did you know at this point, James?
Again, gut feeling, it wasn't going.
But not actually told.
No. It was, something's not right.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't just going to be straightforward.
The speed of which everything was going as well, probably.
Well, it was a good thing too, the way it happened.
But the fact that they were pushing it on kind of.
Yeah. You know something's. Yeah, definitely. But it was great the way it happened that way. So that was it. We enjoyed the wedding. And even through the wedding, it was, something's not quite right. Everyone asking, how are you?
I know,
and everything's fine and all the rest. But I just knew deep down, this isn't just an infection. It's going to be something simple. I'm going to get news Monday. So we went up Monday morning after the wedding, myself and Sharon, and in to see him. And there was a mix-up with the appointments. Again, he thought I wasn't supposed to be there till Tuesday, and I rocked up on the Monday. And he rang me while I was sitting in the clinic waiting to be called in around 9:45. And he says, "James, how are you keeping?" I said, "Grand, how are you?" And he says, "Just a bit of news for you." He said, "It's not great, but we can work with it." He says, "Where are you? Are you at home?" Or, "So I'm sitting in your clinic here."
Oh, jeez.
"Oh, Jesus," he says, come in. He didn't, So I went in, and again, Dr. Sue Mung, who took over, the hematology consultant who took over my case, was next door, ready to go. So he called me in and said, "James, look, this is what it is."
And with Sharon, which...
Sharon was with me, yeah. So it's a bit of a... as I said, I knew it wasn't going to be something just simple. It isn't going to... We go in, whip it out, it's gone. It's only a little thing or whatever. Yeah. But I wasn't expecting cancer.
Really?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that.
Well, obviously you're not,
because you wouldn't associate cancer with that kind of a sinus area. Or...
Not one bit. No. I would have never even heard of other people having, cancer in the sinus area at all whatsoever. Because you hear the brain, you hear of, the lungs, esophagus, bowel, all the rest of it. But anything in the sinuses I wouldn't have heard before.
It's mad, isn't it? So I'd say it's awful news, but at least...
Yeah, well, in fairness, they were very straight. There was no plumage in you. There was no false hopes. They were very straight about it,
Yeah.
This is what it is.
But that's nearly the better way to be, rather than just, beating around the bush or telling you exactly, this is it.
Absolutely. And they had a plan in place for it. This is what it is. It's extranodal T-cell killer lymphoma. It's quite rare in the Western world. It's mostly South America, Eurasia. These countries, it's not really in, we'll say, America, the UK, Ireland kind of thing. But we have, we have A, B, C, D, and we're going to do A straight away. So
you didn't, because I remember hearing correctly, that was it, you were in the hospital, you didn't get home.
No.
That was it.
That was it. We went up for the results and they said we'd have a bed for you by 5:00.
Go away.
Hard when you have the kids and everything.
It was actually, looking back and going through the process, it was better.
Okay.
That it happened so quick, because it is a shock.
You hadn't time really to think about it. You just kind of let's do it.
Yeah, kind of in a way. You get told, and I was upset. I sat down in the chair, fuck. 36, four small kids, trying to get a house and trying to move into, forever home and get the kids up to the country.
Why the fuck?
It's what the fuck? Why me? What the fuck did I ever do?
Yeah.
It's like, life isn't fair, and that's straight up. Everyone knows that. So I had a good cry for a couple of minutes, and I was like, right, and the two consultants are there, and Sharon's here, and the hematology nurses are in as well. I was like, right, what's the plan? We'll have you in a bed 5:00 this evening.
Fair play. I'd say they'd have to call in people in their straight jackets, right, piece of day and everything. I'd say, that kind of... but you're just so, it is, but that's what I'm saying about your page and everything. You just come across so positive on it, just literally sit and have a cry and then be like, right, what are we going to do now? Could you imagine me, man? Jeez, I tell you, fair play to you.
That was literally it. And they said, look, go away for a couple of hours. And I made the phone call. She rang the father, rang the mother and the sisters, and so I had to get a new phone. We walked back into town for the matter, and I got a new phone and picked up a couple of tracksuit bottoms, t-shirts, a towel, pajamas, that kind of thing, and walked back up to the matter. And
bit surreal, all right, like what's going on. Mm. But as I said, things were happening really fast.
And were you told how long you'd be in for the tree?
Yeah, so the original straight up was going to be four rounds of chemotherapy.
Mm.
It was the original plan. So it was 21 days of treatment straight.
Jesus.
So it's called the SMILE protocol is what they use it.
Smile.
Nice. Yeah, jeez, nice dark humour.
It's a bit ignorant, isn't it?
Yeah, they love that. All right. So that was...
But that was intense. Like, I remember watching your page, it was intense. Yeah. And then what, you went for like 21 days, you broke for like a week or that. And yeah, then I'd see how it went back in again.
That was it, yeah.
And like for Christmas, I remember when you were getting home, like I think everyone was like praying you got home and out for Christmas and like...
Yeah, because I got RSV the first week after I started treatment and the kids come up to see me that weekend.
Hmm.
But I hadn't seen them in a week and a half.
Mm.
And then I got RSV off them, so I had to isolate in the room for 8 days. Sure, I couldn't come out.
Kids always have something. They're never not without a cold, no, kids, aren't
real germ pits. But, that's the way it worked out, you know. The 21 days of treatment, got out just before Christmas. And the kids were sick. They're all on antibiotics. So I spent a couple of days up in my home place.
Yeah.
And I got back down to them Christmas Eve morning.
I suppose COVID was on the go a bit again around Christmas.
It was on the go. And actually one of the girls had done they were testing every day up home.
Mm.
They're still working. And sure, then Christmas Eve morning, Theresa and Mary tested positive on the little yo. Oh, done about four tests. Oh. I was like, get me out of here. Like, it's like
out the shed. Good luck.
Yeah. So now I was out, the father was out around the yard with a bit of peace. And I went up to say, I need to lift some more now. Why? Oh, test is positive. Oh,
right, great.
Let us leave the house. But it was fine. I didn't get it. It was fine.
Oh.
So I got down to see the kids. So I spent Christmas Eve with them. I spent Christmas Day. And Stephen's is morning. Then at 12 o'clock, I got the phone call.
Back up.
Your bed is ready to see them. So that ruined Stephen's day. But, you know,
as I said to you talking that time, look, it's one Stephen's now, possibly another 70 years, please God.
Yeah, well, the original plan was to come back in Christmas Eve. With the timelines, the way the 21 days were working out.
So at least you got Christmas.
Yeah. Well, I had said to them, look, if I have to stay in this Christmas and get treatment, what the hell about it if I get to see all the rest of the Christmases? Yeah. I don't mind coming up if you want to keep the treatments tight together. So because I hadn't seen the kids in so long when I got the RSV, and then I was like, Sharon, just stay away now because I want to get this done quick. I hadn't seen them. And so it was like, look, we'll get you home. But if you come back in, Stephen's is there, maybe the day after, we'll go for that. No, it's fine.
Mm. So fast forwarding on, like then, like you'd gone, so you said there was four rounds. Did you do the full four
rounds? I'd done two rounds after.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was 42 days of treatment.
And stopped then?
Yeah, we'd done the round of scans because I was breathing freely through my nose again. Okay.
Oh, so you could feel the actual...
Oh yeah, it was amazing. Like I got the first bag of methotrexate Saturday and... By Tuesday, I could feel a little bit of, I could breathe a little bit through my nose. And by the Thursday, it was fully free.
Jeez, you must have had some relief. Because that was blocked from September?
But yeah. So it was a great relief. I remember having a nosebleed. Sharon was up me. I remember just half starting to have a nosebleed. And Sharon was like, I'll ring and call the nurse. I says, call nobody. I just sat there in the dock with a load of tissues here, you know, working it out, just let it bleed.
It was probably blocked, it wouldn't come down.
No, it wouldn't. And it was all dripping down. You had a little bit of a cough then because it was all dripping down into the lungs, of course, you know. So, no, I just let it bleed. So, I bled for 20 minutes. Sharon's right. Well, I ring the nurse now. It's like 20 minutes later. Yeah, give him a bell there now. Okay.
Might need a bag of blood there, Sharon. Ring the doctor, will you? Good luck.
You saturated. Yeah.
And like, so then I remember, like, literally all of a sudden, boom, on your Instagram page, you were on and you were like, I suppose you kind of said, chemo didn't work.
Yes, yeah, I felt it straight. Look, I'd done the two rounds and it was, you know, all was clear. Came back, we finished got out on the Monday after the second round and came back on the Friday for the PET scan and the CT scan again just to see. Went back then for the results and this side was fully clear, gone. Cancer was gone.
Mm.
But activity had shown up.
Because they can't operate in the gym, sure they can't.
No, the surgery wasn't an option.
Okay.
So they had said then that a bit of activity had shown up on the opposite side.
Okay.
So we're going to have to biopsy it. But because I was supposed to start radiation pretty soon to clean up the area.
Yeah.
It was chemo, kill it, radiation, and just clean up whatever cells are left over. So when the little bit of activity showed up on the other side, it was like, you know, crap, we have to biopsy it, and that's just protocol. So we scheduled back in for the biopsy again 5 days later. Got that done. They took a sample from that area and the center of the nose. And that was fine, in and out. It was back. That was the Friday. I was out Saturday evening.
Mm.
But then I noticed, like, obviously during the week, I was a bit clogged up, of course, because, you know, the biopsy, it's swollen, inflamed and all the rest. I never paid any attention to the airflow not being there. But I woke up Saturday morning, the week after that again. And I was trying to breathe through my nose, and it was September all over again.
Okay.
It's back.
Like, and the old side as well.
It was, yeah, on the original side. Yeah. And I was like, and like Saturday, that particular day, like that was, like, it was very, that was a very emotional day. We went to Bora for a walk with the kids, and I cried a lot of that day because it was like, this is.
It's fucking back.
Yeah. I'm after going through all this shit show. I hadn't seen the kids.
And can I ask you, not Stephanie, do you know the way you were saying there was four rounds of chemo and you've done two? So have you to go back and get two more rounds, or is the chemo done with?
No, the plan at the minute is, chemo killed it, but it came back.
Okay.
But also.
And quickly as well.
Well, within 2 weeks. Because the CT scan showed it clear.
Very fucking positive there.
No, but I'm just.
Yeah. And quickly.
Yeah, no, that's the cancer is very aggressive. Yeah. That's why the treatment was so aggressive. As I said, I got in on the Monday, bone marrow sample on the Tuesday, Wednesday, it was spinal tap, Thursday, more bloods again.
Did you see the spinal tap?
Just to check.
Very, very sore.
No, it wasn't too bad. It numbed the area, it was fine. Bone marrow, same thing, to numb the area. But it's, you know, it was very, the treatment is very aggressive. Like, SMILE protocol is very full on. Like, you know.
Why the fuck do you call it SMILE? I'm not.
That's the, it's the
abbreviation, is it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Do you know what an abbreviation is?
Well, S stands for something else. Yeah.
Sorry, I shouldn't be sneering now, but.
Well, sneer away. It's the only way to deal with it. You have to have a sense of humor with it. And like, if you didn't.
That's mad. So you're in now. Your mother is going to take your mask when you're finished and wear it for her next concert where she goes to see Lady Gaga.
Yeah. Well, she can do whatever she wants with it.
Up and demand you.
Well, would you believe it? I was talking to them in there. They say some people will take them home and they'll dress them up, or some people will burn them and have a little ceremony.
Okay. What would you do?
I couldn't give two balls about God shite, to be honest with
you. Wipe your arse with it.
Leave it there. I couldn't care.
Yeah, true. Yeah,
I wouldn't be sentimental that way with something. I wouldn't need to burn it to symbolise what happened.
Yeah.
You know.
You're just like, get rid of it. Good luck.
And have you started radiation?
I have a week and a half done.
And what does that entail for people that might know exactly?
Well, the process, or what it actually does, we'll say. So the process is basically, it's over very quick. It's only a 10-15, it's only a 10-minute treatment, really. So you're in, you're lying in the bed. Have you had an MRI or a CT scan before?
No.
Right, so it's very similar to those. If you lie down on the bench, just fix you in place, they have a little support behind your neck. Again, it's all to do with the individual person. Yeah. There's different shapes and all that. And to put the mask over your face to hold your head in place so they're targeting what they have to target and nothing else is getting, you know, blasted. It shouldn't be blasted. So you literally, you're lying down, you're pinned in place, and the machine goes around you and it scans and it just blasts radioactive waves to the area.
Do you feel anything when you're getting that?
No, not a thing. No, because the area I'm getting it in, as I said today, it can just a slight smell. I sense that just because it's happening in the area where you can get a smell. Right? Say if it's your leg, you wouldn't have a clue what it is.
Mm.
It's like a chemical kind of smell.
Yeah.
As I said, a mixture of maybe like chlorine and iodine or something like that. It's very hard to explain the smell.
Mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
And how long have you to get radiation for?
I have, so it's overall 6 weeks. So it's 30 rounds.
Right. And then, please God, the plan is radiation.
Plan is
to get rid of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, fairness, as the consultant had said, these lymphomas would generally respond very well to radiation treatment. And it's responded already because I can feel I have some airflow back in the nose again. So something is happening, in fairness. But like, there's nothing to say that, like the chemo, it'll kill it. A couple of weeks later, it'll be back again. But we'll worry about that when that happens.
Yeah. I'm sure they've another plan in place. Like, it's another kind of way. Or
the next step would be stem cell treatment.
Okay.
To boost you up for more treatment.
It's mad, isn't it? Yeah. I'd say, like, James, it has to take its toll on your body as well. Like,
Yeah, well, in fairness, I bounced back pretty quick from the chemo. Like, the hair is even starting to grow back, and
yeah, you've got coverage there now.
It's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all. There'd be a lot of lads now that would kill for that coverage.
The one, but it was like a grizzly bear before I went in. Oh, stop.
And come here till I tell you anyway. So, like, please God, look, the radiation will work and all that. Look, and as I said, you're really positive and everything. And I'm sure, like, everyone is sending all, any positive vibes your way and everything. But this week, James, on Instagram, you kind of went viral in your own right. So you did. He put up this week. So basically, James is self-employed.
Mm.
So basically, obviously, you know, in Ireland, if you're self-employed and like you're a worker, that you don't get
benefit
or not, even though you're probably paying thousands.
Tax at a higher rate probably as well. Yeah.
And so you put up this week. So obviously you must have had to apply for a medical card or something like that.
Yeah.
And then I think you got 3 prescriptions on it.
Both
and
that,
then,
yeah.
Now look, it's probably an automated thing, but along the line somewhere, somebody needs to turn off the fucking automation button and basically they're reassessing you for a medical card.
So reviewing it, yeah.
You're out of work, technically. You're self-employed, you're out of work, you have a wife, you have 4 kids, you're trying to get your house finished. And then on top of it all, rent and cancer.
Cancer. 4 new tires in the car today as well.
Oh, don't talk to me about the car. €1,700 last week for the car. Later.
Hope you went power to Warren, did you?
I don't know. I just thought Sharon to go for it and get it done.
Sharon sorted.
Yeah.
And like, but to get that letter, that must have been like...
It's the principle of it. It's
not even about the money. Like, you know,
No.
And like, I know it's probably stupid of me to say as well, like, I remember there was something, but like, is treatment and all that for cancer patients free?
I got a bill to get my teeth checked for €65. That's been the only bill I've got so far. Yeah, no, I went in originally through the private health insurance and had a good chat with the CNMs and the nurses up there and was like, you're not going to get any different type of care from private or public.
Yeah.
It's all going to be charged through insurance. You're going to have a massive premium again next year. Next time you're readmitted in here, just say you're public.
Yeah.
Because if you keep using your private health insurance, they're going to stay charged and then next year premium is going to be
through
the roof. Because you have, like, with Irish Life, we had 40 nights covered, but I was like, I could have 40 nights done in January, February. Yeah, and I still have the rest of the year where shit can go sideways.
Yeah.
So it's public.
I know, I had to laugh at some, I was actually lying in bed yesterday, we won't even read them out, but some of the comments underneath there, there's people actually getting into a fight in the comments.
On your page?
Yeah.
What's your Instagram handle there now, so people...
What's your page? Well, I get
you, it's on public, is
but
it?
Yeah, so basically they were murdering each other in the messages. It was very, very funny. So it was all going on about, like, you know, who gets free. JMS.Dooley, D-O-O-L-E-Y. But basically, like, it was very, the comments are very funny. But you got a response from some politicians.
I got a couple of responses, so I'm going to wait and see for the crack.
But please go, but like, you know, it'd be like... Oh, do you know, like, look, we do live in a lovely country and all that kind of stuff and everything, all that kind of stuff. But like, and like our healthcare, it is good. And like, you know, if you're in America, you could have to pay an absolute fortune for even having a child or anything, you know, that kind of way.
Oh,
but like,
absolutely.
It's just along the way, it's like, I do always kind of look at things, it's kind of, look, things happen and like that letter coming out, but like somebody somewhere needs to look at the how that letter came about, like the prevention for it, you know, that kind of way to pull it back a little bit and, you know, not turn off that fucking automation. Do you know that kind of way? Leave it be.
It's
because let's face it now, I don't want to get like all, but there's people with medical cards that don't deserve medical cards. God forgive me.
Well, that was part of, there's people letting in a few digs there as well. But
do you know?
Things like that. But yeah, as I said, look, it's not about the medical card, because even our pharmacist at GEMS, you know, like, we're not going to hunt you for money. If you need tablets or medications, get them and we'll worry about down the line. It's like, again, it's the principle of it. It's not the thing. Like, as I said, I got 3 prescriptions on it.
Yeah.
That was it.
Something to be dealing with when you don't need an extra.
Yeah, that's not a bit of paperwork you have to handle. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's mad, isn't it?
But I have to say, though, like, you're very kind of, like, as Kieran said, positive in your response towards it.
Yeah, well,
is that hard to kind of remain like that, or is that your personality anyway?
It's a lot of it is my own personality anyway. Be pretty mentally strong that way. I have bad days.
Mm.
And it's one of the things I meant to do on the Instagram was highlight the mental health side of it, especially for men, because we are so bad. But every time I thought I knew what I wanted to say and put up, something would come along and I'd be like, shit, no, this change is what I want to say. It's a new experience. I'll have to redo what I said. Maybe I'll wait another week and see. Yeah. And then another something, right, I'm ready now to do a thing about it and highlight it and try and get it out there further and tag this and tag that just to get men chatting. Something else had happened again. It's like, you know, what the, how many more, you know, like, but overall, yes, I'm very positive. How could I have to be? I force my kids. Even if I wasn't this way naturally, I'd have to force myself to be this positive. Like, what good would I be? A rambling mess.
Well, look, you have so much going on as well. Like, you know, yeah, the house is unbelievable. You're going into the house. Yeah. As you said, you have the kids, you have Sharon and all that. And like, do you know, you have so much to look forward to. Do you know that kind of way?
Well, there is an awful lot going on. Yeah. Like the house has been a labor of love. It's going on a long time. It is, as you say, the forever home, you know, build, get back up to the country with the kids and just get it finished to a standard I wanted to and do the things I want to do. Because, it's been a good while going on, but look, we'll see how it pans out. Everything is so busy. And it's a great thing that everything is so busy because, like this morning, right, up to Dublin, treatment, back down, change, get a little bite to eat, up to the house, mix a bar of stuff, bring it in, stick on the radio, lay a little bit of stone, dress a little bit of stone for tomorrow, you know, Cullen's pick up from school, knees in off the bus, wash up, it's time to go home. Mm. Now I'm here.
Then you're out Mount Rat talking to two big yokes here.
Yeah. Big 6'5" yoke here beside me. And come here, do you know the way, like, say, do you know, I suppose, what way would I say this? Do you know the way people, like, when something bad happens, to take a positive from it, or, like, do you think it's going to affect, do you know, in a good way, your life going forward, or, like, will you not, do you know what?
It definitely will. I remember saying it, having a conversation with Sharon anyway about, we'll say, pulling the horns back in and not working so much. Because I was burning the candle at both ends.
Okay.
You know, you're doing 6 days a week, 12, 14 hours a day. You can't sustain that long term. You know, something has to give somewhere along the line. So I remember actually having the conversation back last summer saying to Sharon, look, just, I need a few more months with the house and we're in it. I swear to God, I'll pull my horns back in. I won't work weekends. Whereas now I do mean it. Like,
you mean it.
Literally the 3:30 today, even if I was in the full of my health and I'd get knee off the bus, I would be starting to wash up. Now I still get up early. I'm an early bird anyway. Now, you know, I'll still be up 5-6 o'clock in the morning. I'll continue to do that. What I will do is, rather than going to work and be laying stone somewhere at 6 o'clock in the morning and singing with the birds, I'll be doing something for myself.
Yeah.
You know, whether it be exercise or yoga or meditation or something, cold plunges, whatever it be, I'll be doing something for myself, then go to work, you know, and finish.
But like, I don't know, I suppose it's a podcast here and doing it, like, I think it's good in the sense of, like, you know, as I said, you're raising awareness for it. And like, as four men sitting in the room here, I'm at the producer, like, you know, as you said about men with mental health and all that kind of stuff and everything, like, you know, I've spoken briefly about me, like, you know, should I be half mad anyway? Like, but I like that. I've kind of been with my mental health and around the block and all that.
Yeah.
And like, that's why, like that, the message I got out of my mental health thing was kind of like, just, Kieran, chill the fuck out. Like, you know, take a bit more time for you and don't be stuck in work so much and doing this. And you can put down the phone. You don't have to be on it 24/7 and stuff. But I suppose that's why I was asking you, like, the message from it, because, like, you know, from things, I think we have to take something out of it, you know, and,
well, it's the main, look at, anybody will tell you that has, it's an eye opener. It's like, you know, as I said before, like, two men live two lives, you realize you have one when you get told your health is on the line.
Yeah, I'd say like that's
like, it could be around the corner for any of us. Like,
well, it could be, and obviously you can't dwell on these things either. Like, you have to get on with life. Life moves on. Like, the sun will rise tomorrow morning.
That's the weird thing. And the older you get, you realize that, like, you know, you could be having the shittiest day like that. You could be having the bad news. Somebody close to you can literally die. Something bad can really happen. Literally, like, you can walk into the shop and get your milk and newspaper, and everyone else just going about their life, and no one gives a I remember when I was really depressed and down like that, and I remember my therapist said to me, out straight, she's like, Kieran, nobody gives a fuck about you.
No.
So she was like, you're going to have to, like, you know, cop on, like, she had me ton and antidepressants. Like, you know, she was like, you're going to have to just, nobody gives a fuck about you. Do you know that kind of
thing? A few do. Like.
Alan, you think that though? Like, people do.
No, I didn't, like.
Yeah, people do. Yeah, there, but like, as I always say.
You're worrying about what they and them
but,
are saying.
No, but like, as I always say, like, yeah, even your, like, wife, husband, lover, the whole spang, your mother, no one's going to get into the cafe with you.
Do you know, no, apart from that woman that we spoke about a few weeks ago, that jumped in, threw down into the coffin. Did,
but you know what I mean?
She would have gone in if she could.
Going for you.
No, do you know? It's like,
it's like anything in life. No one's coming to do it for you. No. Whether you want to lose weight or you want to make the jump and start your own business or your own podcast, no one's going to come and write the script for you. If you're not willing to come and do it yourself, just wasting your time.
Get up off your hole to do
it. Get up to be fucked out of that and do it. Yeah. You have to. Like, if you're not going to, no one's going to come and do it for you.
It's bad, isn't it?
Well, that's life.
Fucking buzzing now. I'm going to ground load. Start load stuff. I tell you, but
it's it's been great having you on and
it's a really, really good chat, and like
you've been inspirational in a way, kind of.
Yeah,
like,
and I think you will be for a lot of people, and especially for a lot of men, because like, you know, we can. We're the last to go to that.
As Irish as well. Like Irish, we don't like to talk about feelings. No. And then as men, even worse.
Really, but look, I will do something on Instagram about the mental health, because it is something that needs to be talked about. As I said, men are terrible at talking.
Yeah.
Like, I've suffered before with depression. I got through it myself. And Sharon obviously knew something was going on, but I kept it. I got it through myself. Mm. Probably should have spoken to somebody, but, you know...
I spent money on was therapy, and God loved him to be sitting there for an hour, me burning the ears off them, and they couldn't leave the room.
But if all it takes is for someone to have a chat or a cry, like if your bucket's full, just empty it.
Yeah,
like,
that's a good one. Your bucket's full.
Bucket's full, empty it. Like last Saturday, right? I was down the house. Song came on, Nathan Evans, Caledonia, and I was dressed in the West Dawn. I just started to cry. Cried for the whole song. Just stood there with a hammer in my hand. Had a good old cry, you know, what am I laying the stone for? Am I going to be here to enjoy it? What about the kids? Blah, 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 you know. And I had a good old fucking cry, and the song passed on, and I started chiseling again, and that was it.
You felt better.
Felt better. That was it.
Can't beat a good cry.
Oh, I can't beat. I
only cry watching telly. Really? Or I couldn't cry over myself.
I say you'd be a hard.
What you mean?
You'd be a hard. I say you'd be a bit of a block with emotion. I'll break you, yet you'd be roaring crying here, man. Even I'd never get a couple of weeks back. I had to drive back from somewhere, and I remember I cried the whole way back to the road, and I had no recollection of getting home. And like that, it was just
dangerous.
Brilliant.
Don't be doing your crying driving.
I pulled in, so I did. Yeah. But come here.
It is what it is. Like, that's like, you're not made. We're not made of stone.
Exactly. No. Exactly.
Like, it's not a weakness to have a cry or let be vulnerable at some stages in life.
Yeah.
Like.
I know.
Let it out.
I might try and have a cry now on the way home. Put on a bit of Adele or something.
Out in the car park,
I bet nothing.
Come on, his shorts. You'll have a good cry.
Come here, I tell you, James. Thanks so much for coming on. Really, really appreciate it.
Thanks a million.
And as I said, you're raising awareness, which is brilliant. You're talking about mental health, the whole shebang. You're a legend, and we wish you all the best of health and happiness. And please go get you back on for season two.
Oh, no problem at all. Best of luck with it.
We'll go to the house party, the housewarming. I want to see this arch.
Arch is done.
Oh, the arch is done.
Is it finished?
I've done the arch, and I have a camber arch done over the other door.
Canberra arch.
It's a flat arch.
But how could an arch be flat? That's another day's.
That's for another podcast.
That's a different podcast.
That's not round, is it?
Alan, can you believe?
Can you believe what?
Season one has come to an end.
I know, sure. We might as well tell the listeners.
Bang.
So we said we'd do a short first season anyway. We kind of, I suppose when we were starting, we didn't know what.
Where it was going to go.
And we got to know.
Let's go back through some of the highlights. Matt's looking at Matt. We're a few more minutes now.
Matt,
are you going to miss me?
Matt's going. Oh, it's not Thursday. You're not going to the karaoke tonight,
Matt. Are you going to miss me? Alan,
so the first episode was a bit of a drunken meander through
our two of us set out
musings.
The car, and the night I'm like, oh God, what we have to say now? I can't wait to listen back to it.
We talked all over each other,
and we got to number
one
in Spotify, which was absolutely huge achievement. Yeah.
Then
I think we're 50 something now, but sure.
Say nothing. Cut the hout, man, will you?
What goes up must come down. Exactly.
Then episode two, we had Ashley Kearns, the mad owl, the mad hatter from outside Tullamore, the actress, singer, and general mad culture. She was some crap. As I call her, she's raw as ropes.
Yeah.
And then we had episode two, we had Classy Clodagh.
Got
Louise
knocked
Coney
down tonight before she came in.
She was jumping on bonnets just so she'd have
outside
a story.
Outside Supermax.
Yeah.
She didn't answer for attention, that one.
Then we had Enya Martin, Giz a laugh. She surely gave us a laugh, didn't she?
She was very, very funny.
Pure dub. She didn't know what to be doing.
Denture, you, we, James, Patrice, now you're home, me heading to Tyler. Because
I'd say you were just terrified that he'd roast you.
I was coming in and I was dying to come in, and I actually messaged you that day and it's Galen, I think I can go in. You were like, no, you can't.
You were sure James was having the dancing with the SARS on the Sunday. Yeah. You couldn't be infecting everyone, you know.
You're so me, oh God, forgive me.
But it's the truth.
And then that was week five, and then week six here we're after having James. Yeah, are, and yeah. Like, it's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, finishing on a kind of an inspirational story.
Don't leave me now for season two.
Well, don't do anything to make me leave you.
Get big sponsorship down to us from driving big
BMW. You're about to say shebang. If I hear the whole shebang one more
the whole
time,
shebang, the whole lot,
I've never heard anyone say that before.
You definitely please.
I haven't at all. I just have good pearly whites. I don't drink tea or coffee.
Do you not, Alan?
No, that's what keeps them white.
What do you drink? You don't
water,
drink tea.
The
you
odd
don't
fizzy
drink alcohol. You don't drink coffee.
I used to drink the alcohol.
You must be dehydrated.
Too fun. No, I'm not. I'm hopping off the
door. Like, sorry. But come here to tell you, Alan, season two, lads, we'll be back for season two. If I've got to Dublin, bait and back down towards Leisure, we're getting back for season two, so we will. And please go, I see
we'll be back
ting.
With a bang, not a shebang.
We could have Enoch Burke on season two, Enoch, if you're listening.
He's not listening.
I bet you he's listening. No, I bet you he's us in his ears standing outside
no,
the school.
I really don't think so. I really don't think he's listening to us.
No.
He's the Old Testament out and he's going through with a fine tooth comb.
I know. I'd say he's in me and one Apple earpad in the ear going, hey, Enoch. You never know. He could come on to us. Yeah. But guess you want for season two. Name one.
I'd love to get Una Healy on and ask her all about it. Because you see that the truple thing is finished.
It's finished.
She deleted all
her social media.
She went again him.
I know, it's mad. Yeah. You couldn't be dealing with that. So I said, no. How would you be dealing? No.
She had no offers, had you?
Would I be able for what?
Two wives.
Oh, you would take it, you dirty yoke. Stop.
Come
can't,
here.
Counter's bad enough, Adele, but I don't know wives.
Oh, jeez. Well, come here. It's your Una Healy.
Yeah.
I'd like to get Enoch Burke. Oh, my God.
No more.
Alan, you never. I'm going to go to the school. I'm actually going to go to the school, going to take a day off work and go up to the school.
Sarah King from Virgin Media Television News will be up there now with you.
Tig Fleming.
I'd love to get Sarah King, actually.
Yeah, Tig and Derry. I'd love to get them on.
You asked.
Maura Higgins was one of your shouts in an earlier episode.
Mac Ahinder from Maura Higgins. Tommy Fury. That's the Tommy Levy in Saudi. Mouth.
You just did your own accent there again. Go on. We'll leave it at that now.
Come here, lads. Thanks so much for listening for season one.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.
Oh, look at us.
We're in sync.
In sync. Come here. Go on, mouth. Lads, thanks a million and good luck and God bless and stay safe and stay listening and stay sharing and please God, we'll be back.
Slán lát.
Yeah. But good luck. Mind yourselves.
Níl aon hintorn.
Go on, I'll let you have the last goodbye.
Yeah, bye-bye. Full stop. Last word.
Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.